We've been talking about sexism in Parliament, but we gear shift now. And I'd love to ask you this question as well. We're talking about Facebook and Twitter. How often have you clicked on Facebook or Twitter and thought that everyone else's life is better than yours? There's a warning that social media can be an unreliable version of how people are really thinking and feeling. Well, Dr. Eric Jensen is a sociologist at the University of Warwick, and I was speaking with him earlier this morning, and he was telling me about how social media is being used by authorities and organisations and government to build a picture which may actually be inaccurate.
Companies and government are kind of too quick to believe that this easier, cheaper option will replace and be just as good as social research. But, for example, the profile of people who are on Twitter is systematically different than the general population. There's a lot more men than women on Twitter. And there are a lot of kind of patterns in how people speak and what kinds of things they're willing to say that also can mean you get systematic biases in what you see on Twitter.
Did you also find that actually what people are putting on Twitter portrays a very false picture of what's really going on? There's an essence, I suppose, of bigging up your life in a way that doesn't reflect real life.
Yeah, I mean, that definitely does happen. There's kind of the full range on Twitter, from people expressing genuine emotion and feelings and experiences to people very selectively putting forward certain versions of themselves, you know, excluding the negative experiences and only talking about the positive. There are kind of a full range of possibilities, and so using that kind of information to do something with, to feel like you have an understanding of a population or a group of people, is really problematic.
Yes, so what is the danger here, Eric, that when researchers find themselves using this data, because at the end of the day, tweets are easily accessible data, Facebook data is easily accessible, there is a temptation to use that as a reality. What's the danger?
Well, the danger is that we get a vision of what's going on that's distorted, and we don't know how distorted. So because the types of gaps that exist between how people really think and feel and what appears on social media are not fully understood, and they vary across time and individuals, the exact nature of the kind of distortion that we're getting is impossible to know.
If it doesn't reflect real life, what impact can that have on societal's ideas of what is going on? Because on the one hand, we've got lots of people tweeting and going, I'm doing this, 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 and I'm feeling this, 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 and I've done this, 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 when actually that might not be the real picture. But then other people believe it.
Yeah, there are a number of risks. One is if government is relying on this information, which it increasingly does, then it can be targeting resources in a way that's very problematic. For example, people from upper income spectrums are more likely to be tweeting about their experiences on and so if government resources are targeted based on what people are concerned about on Twitter, then you could get a systematic distortion where the issues that are of concern for a certain level of the population and a gendered set of the population is what gets the focus from government.
That was Dr. Eric Jensen, a sociologist from the University of Warwick, and he's been doing a lot of research on this. So does social media really tell us the truth? Is Twitter distorted? Do you use it? Have you used it? Have you stopped using it? Or do you think, actually, do you know what? Yeah, it's great. Why not? I'd like to hear what you have to say. Join me.